Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Wednesday morning. And I'll wait to turn on your mic as Candy's mic came off again. I don't know if Connor is next door, if he can like help us real quick with this. There we go. Yeah, there we go. Now it's fixed. So there we go. Now we have Candy Westbrook in studio from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Good morning. I do that too sometimes. I got to remind myself that to grab by the this thing here to move the mic. Otherwise, it will fall down and
I've only been doing this a few years. You'd think I would know. I still continue to hit the wrong thing.
Hey, I've been doing this for a while and this mic will still come up. That's why I now have this mic tilted up so it won't fall off on me.
There
so, all right. Well, Candy, again, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We'll go ahead and first talk about the virtual CNN, but then you also have an announcement about what was supposed to be the in-person CNN next week, correct?
Yes. So we normally do the first Wednesday of the month. We meet in person to do our CNN. But with the rise in cases and the possibility of going back into an earlier phase, we decided that we would hold off. So we're not going to meet in person. We will continue the virtual CNN. At least until August, until September, the 1st of September, and then hopefully, knock on wood, everything will be great, and we can get back to meeting and seeing everybody.
So. Absolutely. So, well, it'll be put on hold for right now, but we still do have the virtual CNN that we absolutely can do. So let's go ahead and get started with that.
Okay. So a couple things. We have Jamie Grant from Coffeyville Recreation Commission. They are still taking signups for fall sports until Friday, July 31st. And then Thursday will be the HIIT, which is H-I-I-T class. And that's the very hardcore cardio class, get you in shape. It's at 5:30 to 6:30 in the morning at the Coffeyville Recreation Commission gym. Marianne Franco from Kansas Works. They have new hours of operation. They are now meeting 8:30 to 12 and then 1 to 4. Monday through Friday, except on Thursdays, they do start at 9 a.m. And they're doing their virtual statewide fairs again. So that went over really well last month. They're going to be doing it again July 28th through the 30th. So we are in that little window right now. So you can jump online and do that online virtual job fair. Billy from Bandits and Bling, they are celebrating 5 years, so congrats to them. They're currently running several booths on sale as well as furniture to make their move easier to their new location. So next month, here in about 3 or 4 weeks, they are going to be moving down south, and we'll be on South Walnut Street. So be looking for information on that soon. And Miss Cates will be moving with them. So they're going to have two places in one building. So kind of checking it all out here soon. We're excited to be watching both of their Facebook pages for all the news and announcements. So there was a pathway grant awarded to the Montgomery County. It was out of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, also with Live Healthy Montgomery County and Grow Labette for Pathways. And they both got a grant and includes $200,000 for each community. So that's exciting news. In addition, they will have the opportunity to apply for another non-competitive grant amounting up to $300,000. So these are all programs that help us with just keeping healthy here in Montgomery County, keeping people aware of just diabetes and exercise and all kinds of great things. Oh, and I was excited about this. Lannings has opened back up.
Yay.
They had to close down, and they are back open. And I was actually there last night, and it was amazing. And I was so excited to have one of my favorite places open again. So, didn't have too many major announcements from businesses today, just a few. But I had a couple other things I wanted to share. You know, right now, not everyone is quite out shopping. There are still some that are a little hesitant about getting out. And then, of course, if we end up going back into a different phase, you know, that might limit even more people getting out. But we still have a lot of small businesses out there that need our support. These businesses just really had a rough time the last 6 months, and we want to make sure that a year from now we look back and go, oh, everybody is still here, thriving, and doing well. So how can you support your favorite business? Well, we come up with a few ways for everybody. Number one, even if you don't have money to spend, you can support them online. You can leave a review, like on their Facebook page or Google. You can like and follow their pages. Do their contest, like the poll every day. So, so there's all kinds of things you can do online just to kind of show your love. You can also share your love. So buy something for a friend, or maybe buy something for a nonprofit. Like I've got a group right now that we are all going out and buying animal supplies from local businesses so we can help them, but then we're donating it to the animal shelter. So there's just different things that you can go out and still support. Maybe buy dinner for a frontline worker, buy gift cards that you can use later. So lots of different things like that you can do. Most of our businesses right now are really trying to find ways to make sure they can do things curbside. So maybe you do need some supplies, but you're hesitant to get out. Call them, say, hey, this is what I need. Do you have that? Any chance we could do curbside? And like I said, 99% of the time, that businesses will work with you. So you can do curbside or order online. You can also go to the off hours to avoid the crowd. So like Terebinth Coffee, love that place. but a lot of times I'll go during the off hours when there's not too many people in there. So try the off hours. So, and then lastly, just kind of give some patience. You know, a lot of businesses have not had a great supply chain. A lot of that's been disrupted.
Right.
They're limited on how many people they can have in the store. You know, sometimes the lines are a little bit longer. So just be patient with them. Remember, we're all working kind of to a new normal. And remember that the people that own these places, they're your neighbor, your friend. So they're the backbone of the community, and we want to support them. So let's just help them out in any way that we can. So, and then I always kind of leave with my final thing, which is just, you know, hey, words are powerful. Let's be out there just thanking people that are working hard, trying to do all the things and juggle massive decisions right now, you know, from school openings to the hospital to even the chamber. We're all trying to do things a little differently. And so I would just say, you know, words are powerful. Be kind with them. Don't be that armchair quarterback. Let's just help our community out. And my door is always open for anybody that wants to share a thought or a concern or an idea. Just give me a call anytime.
All right. So, and speaking of giving you a call, how can they get a hold of you?
So you can call 251-2550. Of course, you can always message me on Facebook or email on our website. And then the doors are open every day. So you can come in, get an IC, and come see me anytime up until 5.
And again, just to kind of reiterate what you said at the top of the interview today, that the virtual CNN, or not virtual, but the CNN for next week has been postponed due to the rising cases in the county. And it'll be scheduled again for the next, I'm guessing the next month.
First Wednesday.
At least try to look that way.
Hoping, yes.
Yeah.
That's the goal, is that we'll be able to get together in person in September, but for now we'll continue to look for your announcements. So if you've got an announcement out there, make sure to share them with me, and we'll bring them in here every week.
Absolutely. We definitely want to get those out there. And before you get out of here today, of course, you know, there's always the Nichols Itching Pulse
Clutch.
I love to ask you every week. And today's is, which of these pasta dishes do you prefer? Do you prefer lasagna or do you prefer spaghetti and meatballs?
I like lasagna the best. Spaghetti the most, just because if you've got kids.
It's easy.
Yeah.
I mean, spaghetti is so easy.
So easy.
All you got to do is just break apart the noodles, throw it in the hot, scalding hot water,
yeah,
and just wait not too long until they get tender, and then pour the sauce over, and you're good to go.
Yeah. It's so much easier for spaghetti, but I do love lasagna the most.
Oh, yeah.
And
me too.
We eat on it like a whole pan the whole week.
I would be like Garfield when it comes to lasagna. I'll just eat it every day and be like that.
Not to mention, I'm a carb fiend. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't eat sweets. You know, you can bring me cookies and I don't want to eat them. Mm-hmm. But you bring me pasta or bread or any kind of carbs, and I am all over that.
So. Pair it together, lasagna with some garlic bread.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I'll at the end of the night, I'll be like, ugh. But at the same same time, I'll be happy at the same time.
Exactly.
Well, Candy, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And we will see you again next week for another virtual CNN.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will restart open line. We'll take your calls if you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Or if you want to weigh in on today's Nichols Hitching Post poll question of the day, like Candy did, today's question is lasagna versus spaghetti and meatballs. And as of right now, it is 56% spaghetti, 44% lasagna. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this hump day.